Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's all on the line for college football stars.
A 92-yard touchdown pass. Michael Penix.
Ball's going left. Ball's going scoring. Bo does. What Bo does. Bo Nix.
This is a Draft Week edition of Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Draft Week with Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
Hour number two, Danny and Dusty with you on this Friday, NFL Draft Week. We have Bo Nix in that open. Bo Nix goes 12th overall to the Denver Broncos. And Sean Payton, singing the praises of Bo Nix in his post-draft press conference, just going over all of the facets of his game and where he ranked nationally that align with the style of Sean Payton.
I think he went on for like 15 minutes with McAfee, a deep dive on like the time they spent with him, how the throws they saw him made, the analytics staff that they used with the Broncos to sort through all of his different throws and all of the things, good, bad, otherwise, up, down, left, right, everywhere across the board. Everything the Falcons didn't do with Penix,
right,
the Broncos did with Nix.
And that's going to be the fit means everything, especially when you're a quarterback in the NFL. And there are very few teams that fit Bo Nix's skill set in systems that fit his skill set as well as Sean Payton's, right? He is, everybody wants to call him a check down. He has arm strength, and so pushing the ball down the field is not an issue for Bo. And its accuracy downfield can be a question, and there's numbers that will lead you to believe that it won't be an issue for him. But at the same time, it is quick decision-making. It is getting yourself into a position where you're using your passing game as an extension of your run game in Denver. And they need weapons in a massive way. I mean, that's going to be the next step, is that everybody's like, oh, hey, Drew Brees and Sean Payton in New Orleans, this is exactly the same. They always had really damn good receivers, too. And you do have a void there in Denver, and that will be interesting. I think, though, if you look at the Pac-12 as a whole, final year the Pac-12 went out with a bang, 8 first-round picks from the Pac-12, and evenly distributed, right? 3 of them come from UW,
mm-hmm.
and rightfully so.
Yep.
But then you also look at it, and you have USC, Oregon, Oregon State, UCLA, all a part of that first round.
Were you surprised
as well
to see Jordan Morgan slide his way in there?
In Arizona, yeah. No. Because if you looked at the pre-draft evaluations, and look, this is the thing that Washington fans should be excited about, is that Jed Fish can recruit, develop, and evaluate mm-hmm. talent really damn well.
Yeah.
And he's done a phenomenal job of that. I think if you look down up and down the line, though, the Pac-12 guys are all in very good situations,
yes,
for themselves, either to win right away or in a system that is is going to be tailored to them, no more than the two guys who went to Chicago in Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze. That is a home run of a first round for the Chicago Bears.
I can't remember the last time I saw a pair of guys that complemented each other and made more sense going, like what the Texans did with Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud and then Will Anderson last year. It's probably the best 1-2 that I've seen in a first round in a while. This has the potential to surpass that.
Yeah.
But, that's about as good as it gets in a first round is when you're talking about potential. Now, what does it turn into? Who knows? But if you're talking potential, I can't remember the last time I saw a team do that. But back to the Knicks thing, I thought this was really interesting because this came from multiple fronts. Schefter had this, and they said it on the broadcast. Alex Forsyth was mentioned multiple times by everyone. So the Broncos were clearly sending this out to everyone, which if Bo Nix turns into Drew Brees, Bo Nix needs to buy Alex Forsyth something a little bit nicer than the usual lineman watch, because this is the tweet from Schefter. But Broncos center Alex Forsyth, who played with Nix at Oregon before Denver drafted him in the seventh round last year, raved to Denver's coaches about his former college quarterback. Forsyth told the Broncos coaches that Nix is smart, knows every protection, handles it all at the line of scrimmage, and had the universal respect of the entire team.
Pretty good. What people rave about with Bo is he's smart, relates to guys, and you can do a lot with kind of getting everybody to pull in the right direction. We'll see if you can do it in the NFL, because mm-hmm. we've seen guys who've had that quality.
God, yeah.
And you get to the NFL, you're grown-ass men who have families and kids. Close. Good thing is, he's 24, so yeah, he's pretty close.
He's got family and kids, too.
How about the fact that 8 Pac-12 players get drafted, and then on top of that, did you notice the number of, if you look, if this draft was 1 year forward, the Big Ten SEC.
Oh, yeah. No, what was it? Like 80% of the total picks?
It was 24 of the 32 draft picks were from either Big Ten or SEC current members or teams that will enter next year. 16 of the top 18 picks. The only two that were not were Drake May from North Carolina, Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
Which is kind of, Big Ten adjacent.
Outside of that, every other guy was from either a current or future member of the Big Ten or SEC.
I think you could throw Notre Dame in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the power, so 17 of 18, and then North Carolina's one that's trying to weasel their way out of the ACC. Yeah. So it is, like, you think
you
about
You see
those,
where the talent's at.
The power vacuum that was created, there's a reason for it. In the NFL draft, ranking.
There's really only, 3 players that stood out from schools you don't typically see? Duke, Toledo, Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri, though, they always
That's
got
true.
Guys
yeah, they always do sneak a guy in there. So it's really just Duke and Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really stand out in the first round.
And Toledo, what we found out yesterday from Nick Saban is Nick Saban admitting that Alabama broke the one rule of the transfer portal.
The number of F's given was zero by Saban, not only in that statement, but all night. But he just flat out said, yeah, no, we tried to get him into the portal, but he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. This, like quite
what?
Literally, the one thing you cannot do is approach a guy, and like we all know it's happening, but at the same time, the fact that Nick Saban's just like, yeah, screw it. The one thing you can't do is try to induce a guy into the portal and then win him over with NIL. And he said, Quinyon Mitchell was our number one target in the portal. We tried to get him in the portal. We couldn't get him in the portal. And everybody's like, wait, huh?
Also,
and the amount of people that just tag the NCAA.
Yeah.
Like, in the tweet, like the person running the Twitter account's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We're going to open up an investigation because of this. Nick Saban's
like
just
tagging the FBI.
Crotch chop you on the way out and be like, deuces, I don't coach here anymore.
Yeah.
Clean this mess up,
also,
Kalen.
If you're Quinyon Mitchell, why would you want to go to the school with Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Because Kool-Aid McKinstry obviously is not good enough for Nick Saban because he wasn't a first-round pick.
It's true, he did fall down, but going into the season, he was mocked as a top-five pick.
That's right. That's right.
If you're Quinyon, why would you be like, I'm not going there to be your nickelback?
Yeah. Maybe you just want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
But
remember, Quinyon was the guy that had the insane pro day.
Mm-hmm.
What we had the was the 48-inch vertical or something like that.
He's a like freak of nature.
I hadn't really seen his tape, and they've been rolling it today. The number of like in like, you know, the video of him doing the vertical, it's him loading up like five times, and I'm like, okay, cool. That's really helpful when you get to load up five times before jumping in an NFL game. Like, it's like, okay, that's, I'm not trying to take away from it, but that doesn't happen all that often. But then I saw him vying for jump balls. Holy crap, does he get up for the ball?
A lot of talent. This is why they're saying it's such a deep draft. Yeah. And then obviously Philly goes up and they get their guy. You see Micah Parsons' reaction to that pick? Micah Parsons was doing a live stream with CJ Stroud, and he was just like, this just pisses me off. Like, how do the Eagles get so lucky to where they go and they get their guy? Every time they trade up, they go and they get Quinnen Mitchell, and they're going to be sitting pretty at that corner position, even though Nick Sirianni looked like he works at like not Enterprise, like dollar rental.
Yes.
Like, he looked like he was working at a rental car, like
the secondary rental car. It's the one you go, it's the one you pass on your way to the Hertz.
He's getting you on hidden charges, yeah, left and right there. His outfit.
You look at him and you definitely buy the insurance.
It's Hertz, but it's not spelled H-E-R-T-Z. It's H-U-R-T-Z.
There we go.
It's the knockoff.
And that he's got that vibe going for him. It's a pretty good look.
And it's not Jalen behind the counter, it's Jaden.
You know what, speaking of I just went to, when you said Jaden, I thought of Jaden Rashada. Mm-hmm. Arizona State. Think about this. Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm, who transferred from Arizona, mm-hmm, State. Brandon Ayuk, mm-hmm, was on that team. And then Ricky Pearsall,
also
who
on the team,
was on that team at Arizona State as well. Herm Edwards. Now, they recruited really well. It was very illegal.
Egregiously bad. Like,
yeah. They broke illegal. All the rules.
Yeah. But, man, they had some dudes on campus.
They did. And that just shows you how bad of a coach Herm Edwards was at Arizona State.
I'll never forget that interview we did with him at Pac-12 Media Day. He did not like me.
He didn't like being the coach of Arizona State. That was abundantly clear. From Herm Edwards.
That was the most awkward in-person thing I think I've ever done.
But Ricky Pearsall, he ends up going 31st overall.
Were you surprised by him being the one there?
Yeah. He had a big case of the dropsies, mm-hmm, a couple of years ago. But he had that one catch. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Shanahan really liked him. We got the one white wide receiver was not Ladd McConkey in that first round. And Cooper DeJean, mm-hmm, he falls out.
Which,
1969,
shocker.
Still the last there. Time. Still the last time.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. But there's a lot of guys that did take that tumble that people thought were going to be first-round picks. One of them, obviously Cooper DeJean, but also Jackson Powers Johnson,
yep,
who is still on the board, the Oregon center, who he was mocked in like the mid-teens,
yeah,
in a lot of places. Centers, we didn't see that run on
just
centers.
Just saw Barton.
But what you see is, and it was very clear in that first round, runs on positions,
yeah,
and it fell right into line in that first, mm-hmm, round.
Which means there's value at other positions all over the board of the next two rounds.
It went quarterback, receiver, tackle, and then we had a brief little corner run go on. That is the way, mm-hmm, the landscape of the NFL draft goes, and so there's going to be a lot of guys and local guys. I mean, look, you could see a few Ducks, whether it is JPJ or
Troy Franklin
or Kyrie Jackson, mm-hmm, going off the board today. Look, a couple of Washington players could go off the board today as well. I mean, rounds two and three, there's going to be a lot more movement, mm-hmm, from the Pac-12, where, you know, we all saw it with our own eyes this past fall, which is, this conference has never been better.
The Utah guys are going to go in the second round, I bet.
Yeah, Cole Bishop and those guys. I mean, you're going to sit there, and the Pac-12 is living up to what we all were talking about last
year.
How
good the conference was.
NFL talent,
yeah,
was across the board. And it was not just isolated to – we've seen these runs where it's like, well, it's like five USC guys, mm-hmm, you know, like – two or three Oregon guys, two or three Washington guys, and then you sprinkle in like one or two from everywhere else. No, you have numbers
across the board,
where NFL talent's being pumped out. It's sad to see the Pac-12 go.
Yeah.
But round one, they went out with the bang.
Absolutely. That's what they did all year across basically every sport, too.
All right. Let's take a quick breath from the NFL. Mm. You want to take a quick breather? Death penalty. Joel Embiid next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
Okay, you're going to have to fill me in. How many people watched the NBA last night in the playoffs?
My timeline is very NBA-centric.
Yeah.
So a lot, particularly you're talking about New York and Philly.
Yeah.
Well, they were watching.
Yeah.
It was
because Philly, especially, they could not watch the draft early.
Yeah.
And then they could just tune in after that game was over.
I saw a lot of people. I actually saw a lot of reporters saying, somebody just fill me in on what the Giants do. I'm covering a game.
Yeah. Well, those people covering games, they're actually working. You had three games in the NBA playoffs. Magic steal a game. That series still has not started.
Nope. Home team undefeated. Paolo Banchero had a nice little, welcome to the playoff moment last night.
They
played incredibly well. The Cavs were just miserably bad.
And the road team in that Cavs Magic series is averaging 84.5 points per game.
Yeah.
That's...
It's a little bit of a shortage of shooting in that series. That's part of the
road
problem.
Team is not scoring. But the Nuggets, they got the Lakers to quit at the end of that game. D'Angelo Russell scored 0 points. There was one point where there was a timeout, and he was sitting on the bench, like opening up a pack of gum, not even paying attention, mm-hmm. when the game was not in hand yet for Denver. And although the final score is 112-105, it was a comfortable lead really throughout that fourth quarter.
Well, the Lakers did what the Lakers do, which is play really well in the first half and then barely be up, and the Nuggets fool around for 9 minutes and go, this game's over.
Yeah, I did watch the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah.
I was able to watch the fourth quarter of that game. And it was astonishing to see L.A. just kind of roll over, and you saw the look from LeBron and AD on the bench like, we are doing everything we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we have nothing else.
LeBron needs to opt out. I don't think he'll do it because the guaranteed money is so insane. And why would you say no to that?
Just come to Portland.
But if he's legacy ring chasing, opt out, go literally anywhere else. They can't get it done there.
Go to the East.
Go literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Go to any other contender for nothing. Just go do it.
That would be a hell of a thing.
Just go do it.
Like if LeBron's just like, I'm out, deuces.
Yeah.
I'm going to go drag San Antonio with Wemby. Just go play for Pop. I love Pop. I'm going to go play with him. We're going to go win a championship.
Just go somewhere.
Dang, man.
Because you're not going to get it done there. You don't have the assets to get it done. But also, a big part of that game is Aaron Gordon going for 29-15. I still remember there's a couple of people here locally. I wanted to trade for Aaron Gordon years ago. I was like, this is the guy that Portland should absolutely go for.
His
like,
parents live here.
I wanted him badly.
Yeah.
Like I was like, look, the Magic could use a guy like CJ McCollum. The Blazers can get like a combination of Aaron Gordon and Jonathan Isaac. Because Isaac, I believe, was his rookie year, 2019.
He wasn't playing a lot either.
Yeah, he was still before all the injuries. And I'm like, these are the kind of guys that I want to build a team around. Are these long, athletic, you know, high-end role-player kind of guys. And I remember somebody going, oh, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. Why would you want to do that? And now Aaron Gordon's maybe the best complimentary role-player in the NBA. And it's like, and this is why you have him. Is for games like this is because he can guard LeBron James. He can guard Anthony Davis. He can guard guards and also still give you offensive contributions like this playing off of Jokic and Murray. Yep. And that they just, they walked away with this game.
The big news of the day though, and I only did this, only know this because of reading and then the video clips that have been circulating twitter.com. Joel Embiid needs to go to prison apparently.
He does.
He kicked a guy in the giblets.
Hartenstein.
He grabbed Mitchell Robinson as he was loading to go up and dunk a basketball, mm-hmm. and Embiid was laying on the ground, grabs his legs, wraps him up.
Yeah, he, I mean.
That's a dirty play.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to argue that one bit. There probably should have been a foul before that. And I think Mitchell Robinson maybe gave a little.
Step
towards Embiid that Embiid didn't like.
And that was Embiid's explanation was, I was afraid he was going to step on me. Dude, that's, you don't grab a dude's legs as he's trying to jump.
Yes, that's also the Draymond Green explanation for when he stomped the living hell out of DeMontis Sabonis. Both of them full of crap.
Well, and then after a little Draymond groin kick, he had another groin kick. Mm-hmm. Later in the game.
He's going to get fined, I think, through all of this. But it doesn't matter because he went for a 50-piece on jumpers.
Unbelievable.
He had 50 on 19 shots.
Unbelievable.
And just jumper, 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 jumper. And it was just, oh, my God, what is happening?
7'1" Joel Embiid went 5 of 7 from three.
330-pound, 7'1", massive humanity, just... Like him and Jokic, because I think I have to take Jokic out of this now because Jokic's probably more like 280, 285. He's still massive, but he's not. Joel's maybe the biggest guy in the league now, pound for pound. He's just a massive humanity. But for him to have that touch is just otherworldly.
First player in NBA history to have a 50 piece on under 20 shot attempts in the playoffs.
Yeah, there's been three guys that have done it, I think, with 20.
That's crazy.
But finishes with 50 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 19 of 21 at the line, and this wasn't grifting.
Yeah.
Like, they were just, the Knicks were just playing dumb with him physically.
And you have a case of Bell's palsy, too. That came out from Woj after the game.
There's been some discussion about that because that being released, because he's been suffering for a few weeks, which is why, it makes sense why he did that interview the other night. With his face in his hands. Remember when he was talking about how they're going to come back and they're going to beat the Knicks, but he had his head down. I was like, look at Embiid. He's hiding that he's crying. No, he was probably hiding that half of his face wasn't working.
Yeah, that's crazy. And he was wearing sunglasses like on all of his entries into the arena. And
to hide that his eye was probably drooping.
It's a paralysis of your face.
Yeah. And it's not a problem. Like, it can come and go. Like, it does come and go. But it's an awkward thing to deal with. But there's been some discussion about the fact that maybe that was released to try to get a bit of a sympathy vote after
kicking people death penalty
and grabbing their legs. Yeah, which I think that's probably true.
Okay. One other piece of news from the NBA. For the next decade, according to Andrew Marchand, we could be seeing prime video with a substantial stake in NBA games, and postseason.
There's a reason I've been talking about Amazon so much when it pertains to basketball. This was the anticipation that it was going to be Amazon coming in over the top. The question is whether or not there's an integration with League Pass to where you can just League Pass lives within Amazon. That's something I've heard discussed. That way you just go into, like the way you do on to watch MLB TV. Like, you just click into MLB TV and it's you click on whatever game you want to watch. And it goes to your local team feed. And there's been some discussion about how that will or won't be broken out because of blackouts and stuff like that. But the interesting thing here is that it's a 10-year deal.
Decade.
Which means that's money secured.
But here is also, like, I don't know where we're going to get is like, ah, well, Pac-12 should have taken the Apple deal.
No, they shouldn't have.
The brand of the Pac-12, we've obviously saw with it only being on Comcast and Xfinity at the very beginning of the Pac-12 network, the draw of the Pac-12 was not enough to get people to solely go to one place for their content. Full stop. You could not. No. It was not a strong enough brand. The NBA, the NFL, they are.
Because they're mass subscriber bases.
And like we're even seeing this with Apple TV and the MLS. Initially, when with the messy bump, it went up. It has not grown.
Dropped significantly from their growth expectations based on the messy growth curve.
So there's only a certain, there's a couple of brands. It's the NFL and the NBA that they can need to bust through that door. And I don't think Major League Baseball can even do it right now with the disaster that is their regional sports networks. Yes. And that you're seeing that kind of play out. It takes one of the giants to blast that door down, and you can't be the first to do it because if the NFL, which is already on Prime, the NBA goes to Prime, guess where people are going to start going, making their choices? They're going to be like, we're jumping to Prime now.
Prime Video is going to be your TV subscriber.
Yep. And then you'll see.
And it's going to look just like cable.
You'll see whether it's the SEC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC, that's when they then funnel to Prime as well.
The interesting thing about the NBA deal is, and this has long been held in the last, in the last 6 months, TNT re-signed the inside the NBA crew, Shaq, Chuck, Charles, Kenny, to a lot of money. Those contracts may get voided because basketball and TNT might be done.
Oh, but it could be coming back to NBC.
Could be.
NBC needs to hire those guys.
Also, betting companies co-opting Round Ball Rock, too far.
Yeah, Kevin, don't give me Kevin Hart on DraftKings.
Yeah, don't, no. Go to hell.
Just, yeah, let me sit with Jason Sudeikis and Tim Anderson.
It's very weird. It's very weird. I don't like it.
Yep.
Don't like it one bit.
But there you go. Cashback.
There's your NBA TV update, which kind of falls in line after yesterday's news as regards to Root Sports as well.
That's right.
It's almost like things are happening and moving.
Yeah, now the NBA plays at 2:30 today on ESPN. Like, this isn't an NBA move, by the way, either. That should be noted. They're doing a triple header on ESPN today for the NBA. 2:30, 5 o'clock, 7:30.
It's interesting.
Probably not the best move.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they're going down that path, but okay, there we go. Speaking of not sure why you'd go down that path, if you're a Carolina Panthers fan, are you sure you want to continue going down the path of David Tepper being your owner? Because holy crap.
Yeah, baby.
But first, it's a Big Kahuna Sports and Update.
You ever had a Big Kahuna Burger?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.TV. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.TV to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan. It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Typically, when we're talking about the worst owners in sports, it's because they're wildly cheap.
Or yeah, this is true.
Dumb.
Well, John J. Fisher and Daniel Snyder would agree.
Yes.
Wildly cheap for Fisher, wildly dumb for Snyder.
And it appears the NFL is keeping vain with keeping very rich but very dumb people in charge, as Carolina Panthers owner David Tepper has stepped in it again. Not only has he plowed through coaches, traded a mile and a half of resources to draft Bryce Young and hand the Bears Caleb Williams and DJ Moore and Moore because they have a 2025 second round pick.
That could, this could, it, we could be approaching.
Worst trade ever?
No. I like,
it's not quite Herschel Walker.
It's not Herschel.
But,
it won't well, turn into.
It could.
I still don't give the Bears that much credit. I have my apprehensions about this. I want the Bears to be really stinking good. Yeah. And they have the potential to. Matt Eberflus is a big obstacle in all of this. Mm-hmm. And the fact that, remember, they went Shane Waldron as their OC.
Yes.
Okay? And we remember what Jackson Smith and Jigba said?
Good luck.
At Super Bowl, it's like, is this live? So I have my questions there. I have my questions, but... Mm-hmm. The framework and what Ryan Poles has been doing is pretty damn impressive with Chicago.
With that being said, David Tepper also threw a drink at on a fan where he was fined, what, $300,000 by
That's
the league?
Right. That's right.
And then had to, you know, make sure the fan was taken care of. And again, hired and fired six coaches in 4 years, has been caught by multiple people in various circumstances berating players and coaches. The number of dumb things that have happened in a very short period of time is staggering. Like, this is the kind of things you usually see from a bat-ass crazy owner over 20 years. Well, he's stacking it up quick.
Let's not forget the legal issues that he is embroiled in over the Carolina Panthers practice facility.
Which
and
they
home,
started
home base
and
operations.
Stopped.
And it's become a big mess in Carolina. So they've got massive issues, and David Tepper is at the center of it. And remember, they got David Tepper in place because the previous owner, Jerry Richardson, was a creep.
Was a slimeball.
Oh, Jeans Friday, huh?
So,
old Jeffy likes Jeans Friday over there.
We're now...
What? I'm catching strays over here.
I mean... Do you have jorts on right now?
No, I have exactly. Jeans on right now.
Because it's Jeans Friday!
I don't own any jorts. They were lightly blue-dyed cotton Docker shorts. Faded.
Mm.
Cotton.
Right. Prove it.
Well, we're in Monday, damn it.
But let's pile on David Tepper here.
Yeah, okay.
David Tepper showed up at a restaurant where on the marquee sign out front, the owner has voiced his displeasure over him. Various times throughout the season. The most recent one being the sign read, please let the coach and GM pick this year.
Mm. That's a good one. That's
it
a
is.
Good one.
But David Tepper stopped into the restaurant and had a conversation with the owner. It's caught on video.
That's not even the worst part.
Yeah.
He reaches forward and takes the owner's hat off of his head.
Oh, no.
In which case, I would slap the living hell out of you.
Yeah, that's grounds for an ass whooping.
If some random dude came face to face with me and leaned in and grabbed the hat off my head, the second you pulled, you're getting an open palm to the face as a reminder of what the hell are you doing?
It's not happening.
It should be noted, not a random dude, a billionaire.
Yes.
Who you've had a run-in with
before.
Because in January, he put out a sign comparing David Tepper to Jerry Jones. He said, the same reader board out in front of this restaurant, which this is brilliant by this guy, by
I
the
love
way.
It. It's getting
because
great
attention. Nobody knows what the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill is in Charlotte.
They do now.
But he's got prime location because it is on the way to and from the Panthers facility. And after January, when he put up the sign on the reader board, which said, meddling owners never win, run from Jerry Jones, Tepper stopped at the restaurant in January and apparently gave him a piece of his mind. The owner, Matt Wolforth, said that he was sort of pissed off about that one. This one, okay, so that was him being pissed off, okay, on the first one. This one is where he took the hat off of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes in and takes the hat off the guy. What'd he do the first time if this is the second time where he's like, no, he was actually kind of pleasant. He wasn't as upset this time, but he took the Eagles hat off of the guy's head and put it on the counter next to him and gave him a piece of his mind. David Tepper's lucky he didn't get punched.
And then he also picked up the hat again off of the podium, lectern, whatever you want to call it there, and showed it to whoever he walked into the restaurant with and put it back down.
Yeah, it's
just that's.
And if you watch the video,
sense of entitlement,
if just you, sensitivity.
Holy crap!
The sensitivity.
Yeah. The fact that he stops off is just. It shows you how absolutely thin-skinned this guy is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that we didn't know this. He threw a drink on a fan because a fan talked crap to him.
Yeah. This is, in this instance here, in fairness, the Charlotte Observer has been on the beat of this one. Mm. They said that Tepper was friendly after entering the establishment.
Sure.
In this case, apparently, this was a friendly encounter with David Tepper.
Not if you're plucking my hat up right off my head.
No. Yeah,
that is not a friendly encounter.
That ain't going to go right. Yeah. David Tepper, he's going to be one that I think he, as long as his shenanigans are harmless to the NFL, he's like this godsend. Every league has them, right? Where we always sit there and be like, how in the world does the NFL, MLB, NBA allow these guys to be owners? It's because guys like David Tepper take all of the heat off of everybody else. Mm-hmm. They truly do.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like...
You got to have one idiot.
You have an idiot owner and you're just sitting there like, yeah, well, I'm just going to keep my criminal activity to myself.
Yeah, because Bob Kraft, when he's out there going to happy hours,
bingo,
they don't want that being the lead. Let the idiot be the idiot so the creeps can be the creeps. Well, like, just, that's legitimately a thing.
And just wait until David Tepper picks the wrong dude to try to do that to.
Yeah. Somebody who does not care in Carolina.
He'll F around and find out.
Yeah.
You're about to find out.
Exactly. So there you go. There's your latest David Tepper update. Who he just skyrocketing up the list of douchebaggery.
Yeah, and I actually find his new coach Dave Canales pretty entertaining because they traded up to get Xavier Leggett in the first round.
Do you want to play that next?
Yeah, we could do that. Let's do that.
It was
fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic stuff as you get a little, quote-unquote, behind-the-scenes audio from the Panthers draft. We'll get to that more coming up here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan.
This is Draft Week with Danny and Dusty.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness.
On 1080 The Fan.
Xavier Leggett. I don't know which version are we going with?
It's Leggett. Xavier Leggett. Leggett if you're Roger Goodell.
If you're Roger Goodell.
Leggett.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, old Roger was pilled up last night. It happens. Like I can't get mad at him.
My favorite draft is still the COVID draft where he was in his basement and you could tell that fireplace had that room at about, with the fireplace and the lights, it was probably about 110 degrees in there. And he was sweat boxing his way through that. That was my favorite one.
He figured COVID can't live in this heat.
Yeah, it was just like bacon down there in his basement.
But Xavier Leggett was, he was telling everyone. And apparently, so was David Canales. That they were going to take Xavier Leggett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys. You know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
That right there. So Xavier Leggett was telling everybody, like, hey, they said, you know, if we take you at 33, what are we? And they ended up trading up and getting that 32, actually.
Sure.
And it came to fruition. But Canales was asked about that like a week ago, and he was just like, yeah, that's just kind of the starter question. We go back to yesterday and the confidence that J.J. McCarthy had in the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these guys are... They don't have the ability to read kind of what these teams are trying to get to. And so you could see a situation where install is all part of, especially with the quarterback. And this is why the Michael Penix situation is so confusing.
Because they didn't
do
any of this.
With the Falcons is because they didn't sit him down, go through any scheme or go through any install that you do in a in-person 30, your top 30 invites.
Mm-hmm.
They did none of that with Michael Penix Jr. in Atlanta. wild to me. But if you're JJ McCarthy, you sit there, you go through an install, you have all these conversations, then they ask a leading question like Dave Canales in Carolina asked Xavier Leggett of, hey, we take you at six, you know, what's our next steps? Obviously, Leggett was like, that means they're taking me. And Canales is like, yeah, him and 50 other guys.
Yeah, when we say, when we take you, it's a, hey, when we take you, if we did, what does this look like?
See how they react. See how they handle all of these, the questions of, all right, now this is starting to become a reality for me.
But also the 20-year-old kid is not going to be able to see that.
No, he's definitely not. He is going to, that one's going to go right over his head. Good for Xavier Leggett that he did end up getting drafted by the Carolina Panthers. Bad for J.J. McCarthy. Now, oof, after that audio from the Rich Eisen show, I think, where he was out there saying, no, yeah, I have a good feeling the New York Giants are going to take me. Hmm. Well, now you got to go and spin that to, no, Minnesota, I really want to be here. Let's go. And he was pumped to be a Minnesota Viking. They traded up to 10 to get him. But that was when I saw him drafted by Minnesota, I was like, oh, he's going to have some explaining to do.
But also, congratulations, Kirk Cousins Looper.
What?
J.J. McCarthy. He's Kirk Cousins' Looper.
His caddy?
Looper? Did you never see the movie Looper?
Oh, yeah. I just chose to forget that movie. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It's just, he's Kirk Cousins' Looper. Huh.
Okay.
We're just coming full circle back to Kirk. Yeah, you traded Kirk Cousins to get younger Kirk Cousins.
Well, it makes way more sense to have cheaper Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Cheaper.
Sure.
You're not paying him $84 million guaranteed deals or $100 million guarantees like the Atlanta Falcons and also Michael Penix.
I texted with a few Vikings friends last night, and they were talking themselves in some pretty dark stuff.
Look, cheaper Kirk Cousins can win you playoff games. He absolutely... Oh, yes.
How many playoff games has he won?
Cheaper Kirk Cousins.
I'm just saying, Kirk Cousins, how many playoff games does he want?
Doesn't matter, because guess what? You pay more guys because it's cheaper.
I'm just saying, you know, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, but you pay more other players to help you win instead of saying, go win us, Kirk.
Well, we can go from one rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy to one in Bo Nix. We've got Troy Rank from the Denver Post on to talk about Bo Nix and the Denver Broncos and how they progress forward. We'll get to that in hour number three here on Danny and Dusty, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.